Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Jenny Pickett, and it's my pleasure reading God's Word to you. My husband and I have been members of Mountain Brook Baptist Church since 2007. We have a son, Charlie, who's 17, and a daughter, Lillian, who's 13. We are so blessed to be a part of this church family and appreciate all the ways that we have been able to help serve. I'm a teacher of the fourth grade children's Sunday school class, where we have a great time learning about God and having so much fun in the process. My husband and I are both deacons, and our children are members of the youth group. And I was so excited to be asked to write for this devotional. I feel like it's such an honor, and I've really enjoyed the process. So in this devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Tuesday, January 7th, and I'm reading Colossians 1 from the English Standard Version. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, He has now reconciled in His body of flesh by His death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before Him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of His body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to His saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. So my devotional focused on the verse Colossians 1:13 that talks about God delivering us from the domain of darkness. And you may remember the delivery scandal of 2021 when a FedEx delivery driver dumped approximately 400 packages into a ravine instead of delivering them. We greatly depend on our deliveries, whether it be clothes, gifts, household items, even weekly groceries. In a fallen creation, however, you can only imagine the problems that arise when we depend on someone to deliver what we need. Colossians 1:13 gives us hope regarding one form of delivery on which we can always count. Paul writes, "For he delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son." That's a pretty important delivery, if you ask me. God's choice and passion is to deliver us from darkness. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask that he deliver us from evil. Isn't it comforting to know that even before we ask, God answers that prayer? It is God's character to deliver or rescue. We know that only light can break the darkness, and God is not only the creator of light, but also the light of the world. We struggle with the daily sin that drives us into the shadows, but Paul reminds us that God has the power to pull us out of the darkness. The original Greek translation of the word Paul used when he wrote, "delivered us from," means to snatch from danger. An image comes to mind of a superhero grabbing a helpless soul from immediate harm. When God delivers, he doesn't just give us a way out, he yanks us away from the danger of ever-present sin in our lives. We may ask then, if God has already delivered us from the domain of darkness, why do we keep finding ourselves back in the same dark places? We know that while God has satisfied his end of the bargain, we need to continually seek him in order to receive that deliverance. Yes, over and over again. Because God has given us free will, he knows that we will consistently and repeatedly sink into the depths of the shadows of darkness. We are assured, however, that no matter how often we make the wrong choices, we are already delivered. We just need to acknowledge what Paul writes in Colossians 1:13. Seeking refuge in his spirit is a daily, even minute by minute, exercise that we need in order to experience God's power and light. So while I hope that your deliveries, whether from Amazon, FedEx, or the good old-fashioned U.S. Postal Service, make it to you without a hitch, trust that there is one delivery on which you can always depend. When you find yourself hiding in the dark shadows, allow God to snatch you back into his light. One day we will all get to experience the eternal light of his kingdom. Pray with me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, you have this most amazing, wonderful desire to yank us out of the domain of darkness, a place where we find ourselves all too often. We thank you for your patience, your unconditional love, your mercy and your grace. And we also thank you for the sacrifice you made through your son, Jesus, who died on the cross, so that one day we may live forever with you in your eternal light. And it is in your son's name that we pray. Amen.